Let's say you watch a lot of Netflix. You watch a lot of Netflix, maybe 2-3 hours a day on the weekends. This is why I said count the weekends. Could you cut that back? Ooh, I know I hit some toes on that one. Cut back my Netflix, bro. Do you know how long my week was? Yes, I know how long your week was, but how badly do you want your why to come true? What is going on, guys? You're listening to Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast, a show that systemizes success for you in the four foundational cornerstones of faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance through high performance habits. My name is Rashawn, and I'm the host of the show, and I've been in the self-development space for over half a decade, being the guinea pig, testing all these things that I'm telling you so you don't have to. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe to the show for weekly uploads. If you love what you hear, be sure to sign up for our email list. And if you hate what you hear, share it with a friend who I know and you know will appreciate what's being said today. With that, let's hop into this week's episode. All right, guys. So in today's episode, we're going to be diving into the process of conducting a time audit. Now, you probably heard me talk about time audits on the show before or in previous episodes or videos. You probably heard me talk about you got to do a time audit. You got to take inventory of your time. Well, we're going to be diving into that into detail today. And so by the end of the episode, you're going to understand what it means to actually conduct a time audit, and you'll have the tools and the insights and everything you need to be able to prioritize your time and be able to do what actually matters the most and take back control of it. So if that sounds good, we're going to hop straight into it. And we're going to go through the simple 3 steps that you need to be able to perform a time audit. We'll start with the first one, and that is to track. You want to capture your day. So very, very simple. Set the objective. What is the purpose behind this time audit? I know you're saying, okay, I need to do a time audit, but why is it that you need to do this time audit? What do you hope to achieve with this time audit? Do you want to improve your productivity? Do you want to find more personal time? Do you want to make time to learn a new skill? Do you want to spend more time with family and friends? Do you want to just feel less stressed throughout the day? Like, what is it that you want to do this time audit for? It kind of boils down to the main question of what do you want and why do you want it? If you're not sure, you do the 5 whys exercise. I have preached about this so many times because it is crucial, imperative, and I'm telling you, it works. I've talked to people who say I did the 5 whys and it really does help. I'm telling you, just try it. It's very simple. For those of you who have not heard of the 5 whys exercise to date, let me inform you of what that actually is. You're going to give yourself this goal. Let's say it is, I want to be able to read more books. You ask yourself, why is it that you want to read more books? And you give a truthful answer every single time you ask yourself why. I want to read more books. Why? You ask yourself. And so you answer, because I want to be more informed about the world. Why do you want to be more informed about the world? And you keep going down this rabbit hole. Now, ideally, you'd want to do this up to 5 times. But if you need less than 5 whys and you truthfully can't answer it anymore, then you found the root cause. With a caveat, but I'll get to that in just 1 second. If you're able to get this done, again, in less than 5 whys, cool. If you need more than 5 whys to ask yourself, cool. Just keep asking yourself that until you get to that core reason. Now, the caveat is when you get down to that core why reason, it should have an emotional investment, an emotional trigger from you. Because people honestly don't really move unless there's some kind of an emotional trigger that there is. Like, sure, you can tell somebody logically, right? Like, we all know, for example, logically, smoking kills. We all know this. Smoking and lung cancer. We all know this, right? Like, we could, that's not really up for debate. Like, we know that that's a thing. But why does it hit home more when somebody you know, or somebody knows somebody that you know, or you were connected to somebody who passed away from lung cancer and you knew they were a smoker? Now you're on the side of, I probably shouldn't smoke. No, I knew somebody who passed away from smoking, because emotions move people. Logic is there to inform, but emotions actually move. So when you come down to that core why, it needs to have some sort of an emotional investment from you. Otherwise, it's just going to be nice wordplay. So what's the method of tracking? You can pick whatever method you want. If you want, you can use pen and paper. Me, I'm a digital person, so that gets thrown out the window, right? I don't need that. I just typically just go, I grab my phone, go on the notes app that's on there, and boom, there you go. You can track things using a time tracker app. You can literally just go on your phone, grab the timer, and say, okay, I'm going to work on, if you're in school, I'm going to write this essay for the next hour. Set a timer for an hour on your phone. If you think it's going to be too distracting, set a timer on your computer for an hour so you can write the essay. Or let's say you have different pieces of software, like the calendar. You set up a notification. I know people get on me about this. They think it's kind of crazy, but it's only crazy if you haven't tried it yet. So try it first. Okay, that's not with everything, it's just with this. But try it first. Go on your calendar and set from 11:30 a.m. to noon. I am going to work on this essay. From 1 to 2, I'm going to do an exercise routine. Or from 6 to 6:45, I'm going to eat dinner. And you'll be surprised if, again, coming back to the why, if the why is strong enough, you'll stick to that schedule that you had set up for yourself. And that's how you'll begin to see what we're actually going to get to just now. And that is the categorization of the activities. You're going to see that as you progress, your day is going to be taken up by task. Whoop-de-doo, Rashawn, we all knew that. Your day is taken up by task. What else is new and riveting? Because most people stop there, right? Most people say, I got stuff to do. Of course, we all have stuff to do. I have stuff to do. You have stuff to do. We all have stuff to do. But have you ever gone through your day and categorized it? Let me explain. If you ever used any sort of finance tracking software, like Monarch, that's the person that I use, obviously not a sponsor, or Mint, rest in peace, you know, if you used any of those kind of things, you'll see that a lot of the time they will categorize your spendings based on, is this income? Is this an expense for software? Is this a bill? Is this taxes? Is this groceries? Is this eating out? Is this automobile? Is this, you know, they will go ahead and go through the process and automatically categorize what was each expense for, which is super helpful to help you see where the money bleed is going. Oh, hold on. Am I cooking or what? I think you guys are seeing where I'm going with this. So when you do that, why not take that infrastructure, that framework, and apply it to the time audit? Look at the categories of what do you spend your time on? Leisure. Why do you spend the time on family? How do you spend time on your fitness, on your faith? If you're still in school or going back to school, how much time do you spend on that? If you have a salary job, how much time are you spending after the 8-hour day at home working, if that's applicable to you? How often are you doing these things? You want to categorize them. That's a very, very important key. Create categories that allow you to put activities in there that make up the time of the day, okay? The idea is, remember, we're still on the first step of track. The important thing with this is as you're going through this, two big important points, actually, not just one, but two important points. Number one, don't fix anything. Don't correct anything. You're just obtaining data. So all you're doing is you're just scheduling out your day or just taking notes of what it is that you're doing throughout the day. Schedule or take notes on it. Don't fix anything. Don't alter anything. Don't change anything. We just want the raw data. If you've ever done a science experiment, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Just get the raw data. You don't want to change anything. I cannot stress this enough. It's just data collection. Second thing that you want to do with this, second important point, is you want to do this for a week. 7 days in a row, doesn't have to start on a Monday, including the weekends. Weekends is no time off for this. You want to include the weekends as well. And why? Because weekends tend to be a huge time suck for people. They do the regular 9 to 5 and then they just kind of whittle away their weekends, especially on payday, when payday on that Friday come around. And some people are like, oh, I'm about to blow a bag today. I'm going to blow a bag on this weekend. Friday night drinks with the boys, Friday night drinks with the girls. Yeah, exactly. No, we want to count the weekends too. So when you're also spending the money and then you go there and you swipe the card and then it says you went out to a restaurant or a bar, same exact thing. How much time did you spend at that bar? How much time did you spend with your friends? Time audit. Analyze everything. Is it nitty gritty? Absolutely. But how badly do you want to do this? Why? We're coming back cyclical. Anyway, I've beaten that point to death. We're going to the second one. Analyze. Okay, first one was track. Second is analyze. So by this point, you should now have at least 1 week of data, 7 continuous days. Let's say you start on a Monday. So Monday through Monday. Okay. Now, this is my personally favorite step because, again, as you know, I have an engineering background. So I really, really like number crunching and I really like looking at data. Some people hate this step. They cannot stand it. They're like, I don't know how accountants look at numbers in Excel spreadsheets all day. I cannot stand numbers. Either way, whether you love this or you hate this, when I say this, I mean numbers and crunching and data. This is the most important step. So whether you love it or whether you hate it, you're going to have to do this step. I'm sorry for those people who hate numbers, but this is the only way that I found. Now, if you find some better way that doesn't require crunching numbers or you find an app that does it for you, hey, man, let me know. But Until then, even if you tell me, I'm still going to crunch the numbers because that's what I like to do. But if you hate it and you find an app that works great for you, by all means, go ahead and use it if it gets you the same output. So how do you analyze the data that you're given? You want to look for the patterns and trends. This is why I said at the start, you want to categorize things. Because when you categorize everything, it's going to be that much easier for you to see, okay, on Monday, I spent 30 minutes with friends. On Tuesday, I spent 45 minutes with friends. On Monday, maybe I did an hour workout. On Tuesday, I did a 15-minute workout. So you can go ahead and see, okay, how long did I spend on each specific activity and what's actually important to me? I'm going to step on some toes, but that's what I do best. People will say fitness is important to me. Oh, my family is important to me. Oh, my friends are important to me. Oh, this, that, and the other is important to me. But then when you do this time audit and you start to see where your time actually goes, 2 and 2 are kind of making 6 right now. And I'm not sure where the other 2 came from. You feel me? You feel what I'm putting down right now? That's what tends to happen. And I ain't pointing no fingers. I ain't throwing no shade. But if you want to know what someone really cares about, you pay attention to where their time goes and where their money goes. So that's why I'm helping you right now. So you can see what is it that you actually care about. Now, if you care about the family and you care about the car, and you care about your friends, you care about this, you care about that. I'm not denying that. I'm not denying that whatsoever. But I'm just bringing it to light that if you really do care about it, you'll spend a lot of time with it. So if it's coherent and it's like 1-to-1, you spend a lot of time with this and this is your favorite thing. Great. Fantastic. If it's not, you see that you just have a little bit of work to do. No problem. So as you're going through the data, as you're going through all your categories and everything, you want to ask yourself some questions. And I wrote down a few questions that I asked myself that are really, really impactful, powerful questions. And again, I tweaked them a little bit, so it's a little bit more general for people because, again, everybody's got different goals. So I'm trying to help as many people as I can with this. But one question that I definitely asked myself, most importantly, was, do I tend to get more work done at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day? In other words, when am I the most productive in getting back-to-back-to-back-to-back work done? This will help to answer the question of, are you more of a morning person or are you more of a night person? Me, I'm definitely way, way more of a night person. I would rather burn the midnight oil than wake up at 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning to go ahead and get some work done. Okay, some other questions that I asked myself as well are things like, how much time do I spend on social media? How much time do I spend on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and just everything here? Right? I've made episodes before talking about how to limit your time on social media or just limiting time in general, right? That's one thing you want to be able to categorize. How often are you on social media? How much time are you spending on your lunch break? If you're working, how much time are you spending on your lunch break? Are you taking, if the job says you get an hour, are you spending the whole hour just there? And then for a double whammy, are you just mindlessly scrolling through social media during that hour-long lunch break? How long does it actually take you to eat lunch? Can you get your lunch done in 30 minutes? Then you have 30 minutes to go. But oh, wait, hold on. I'm jumping ahead of myself here. That's going to be the next point. But you kind of see where I'm going with this now. Another question. How often are you reading? If you want to read more, how often are you reading now? Are you sleeping enough? Are you getting your recommended amounts of sleep? If you have the technology to be able to, whether you have a smartwatch, I don't wear smartwatches anymore. Or if you're like me and you wear an Oura ring, you can track those metrics. You can track your sleep. You can track your readiness. You do all that. How many times did you go to the gym? How long did you go to the gym? So you're kind of seeing the idea of the questioning that you want to ask yourself. How long did I do this for and what days did I do it? You just want to get a catalog. So by the end of this, you'll have a whole lot of analyzed data of throughout the entire week, here's what I did. Throughout the entire Monday, here's what I do. My personal method of doing this, because this is probably a lot of information getting thrown at you. So what I do is I will take all the numbers and just bam, dump them all into Excel or Google Sheets. It's a pretty simple thing we're doing, so either one will work. You want to put all that time that is spent as minutes. Okay, so every single day. So Monday, you'll say, I worked out for an hour. So that's 60 minutes. For reading, I did 30 minutes. For eating, I did, 90 minutes. You know, you want to do that for every single day, Monday through Sunday, because Monday is when it restarts. And if this sounds like a lot of work, it kind of is, but so is self-improvement. So you want to do all this, and then when you get everything done, create a pie chart around all the data. Let's say for the category of fitness, you'll have a section on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And let's say it was just 60 minutes straight every single day. So on the pie chart, you'll have all 7 days times 6 which is 42, slap a zero at the end. So at the end of the week, at 420 minutes, that'll be represented in the pie chart. Done. And you will do that for every single category. So when you're done, you'll see what's the biggest slice that took up the most amount of your time, what's the smallest slice that took up the least amount of time throughout the week, and you can coordinate that with the activities that you actually wanted. Boom. I'm telling you, man, I'm spitting today. And lastly, after you get all of that information and you have all that, that's also why you see why that's the most important step, because without that, you won't know what you got to do. So after you get this, only after you do the analyze step can you now perform the optimize step. This is where you engineer your day. Yes, I said engineer on purpose. Now we got the two pieces of the puzzle. We've got the raw data. We've got the modified data. And now we have to put these together and come up now with a plan. This is the third step of the framework, is optimize. This step is honestly the most simple, but it's also the hardest step. Simple in terms of understanding, like you can tell this to a fifth grader and they'll understand. But hard means implementation, actually doing the thing. So one tip that I have for you in terms of optimizing is, this thing called an accountability partner. Ha ha, you knew it was coming back. Okay, whatever your goal is, let's say your example is to read more. Now you need to modify your schedule if you're not reading as much as you want already. Because let's loop it back to the T at the track, right? Loop it back to the T. How much time are you spending reading from the raw data? If you're not reading as much as you want to be, then how are we going to modify your schedule to read more? Like the example that I wrote down, because this one works for me very well. At work, my lunch was 1 hour long. Pretty standard, right? Some people get 30 minutes. I used to have 30-minute lunches at an old job, and then I went to another job and I had an hour. So I've experienced both of them. You have an hour for lunch, okay? Are you spending that entire 60 minutes eating? No. I would spend maybe 20 to 30 minutes eating. That's about it. Because I was still kind of used to that whole, I only have 30 minutes to eat. So before I have to get back to work, I'll give myself 30 minutes to eat. Now I got 30 more minutes in the day. Instead of spending an hour eating, I have 30 minutes now to eat. And the extra 30 minutes of my day, can I take that time and read a book? Can I take that time, listen to an audiobook, listen to a podcast? Another thing that I did, that a lot of my jobs were pretty far away, like over an hour's drive away, sometimes up to 2 hours drive away. Instead of listening to music, which I did quite a bit, I mean, I still do all the time, but instead of listening to music sometimes, if there was a new podcast and sometimes a new podcast episode of some of my favorite podcasts, and it was about an hour, hour and a half, dude, I can get that done in one commute to work, and on the commute home, I can listen to music. There's a spot there. Let's say you watch a lot of Netflix. You watch a lot of Netflix, maybe 2-3 hours a day on the weekends. This is why I said count the weekends. Could you cut that back? Ooh, I know I hit some toes on that one. Cut back my Netflix, bro. Do you know how long my week was? Yes, I know how long your week was. But how badly do you want your why to come true? Because I guarantee you, unless watching Netflix truthfully and honestly, not telling a lie to yourself, is truthfully helping you to accomplish that why, it's not helping you accomplish that why. So you gotta shorten the Netflix time and bring back some activities that will help you to accomplish that why. Again, if it's reading more, cut back the hours of Netflix to maybe half if possible, and use the other half to read. Especially when you go on those big binging sessions for 3-4 hours, maybe you only watch for about 2 hours. And then you have, instead of 4 hours of binge, you have 2 hours of binge and 2 hours to read and clean and cook and hang out and call somebody. And just saying. Last thing I'll give to you here before we go ahead and close this thing out is time blocking. I recommend setting specific times to do things. Even now, as I'm recording this episode and everything, I'm getting notifications. But one of those is from my Google Calendar that says it's time for lunch from 12 to 1. Okay, so I will block out time in my day to say, okay, I need to eat lunch at this time, other because I have other stuff to do in the afternoon. That's what I got to do. And again, this is not to say that your schedule will stay the exact same every single day. It will not, I guarantee you. But the idea that you can get in the habit of structuring things and being the habit of, okay, if I need to do this, this will take approximately 30 minutes. I'm going to put this right here on the calendar so that way it gets done. And I get a notification saying that this needs to be done. If applicable, use the Pomodoro, the almighty tomato. I know I've done so many videos, so many episodes, so many shorts and everything on it. Shout out to the video editor for helping out with having the fantabulous Pomodoro technique shorts. You're awesome, bro. But if applicable, use the Pomodoro. I cannot say it enough. I've made so many references to it in the past. I'm not going to beat a dead horse here. So in closing, guys, here's what I got for you. The process that I just explained over the past, like, what, 20 minutes, going super, super deep in depth with this thing, is ongoing. It's constantly ongoing, constantly changing, and optimizing it is a process. This is not a one and done. This is not a write it in there, etch it in stone, and then it's done. Like, no, this is going to keep changing. Case in point, the whole idea of time blocking. Those are going to change day by day. So naturally, that means the entire process of what you got to do is going to change on a consistent basis, because that is the only constant in life. Change. You're not going to get it right the first time, the second time, the third time, chances are. But as long as you keep with it and you keep optimizing your system, I guarantee you there's going to come a time. Unfortunately, I cannot tell you when that's going to happen, because this is different for every single person. For me, I've been in the self-development space for, what, 7, going on 8 years now, and I'm still modifying my system till today because things continue to change. But some things have still remained the same, like using my calendar, time blocking, Pomodoros, all those kind of things. Those have all still stayed relatively the same. The activities have changed, but the concepts have remained the same. So with that, last thing I'll leave with you, honest to God, last thing I'll leave with you for this episode. The plan is only as good as the effort that you put into it. If you put in 20%, you're going to get out 20%. If you put in 100% effort and really, really try this for a considerable length of time, you will eventually get out that 100% that you put in. But it takes time. I cannot stress this enough. It takes time. And if you're not willing to put in the time, don't expect to get the result. So with that, guys, I'll leave you there. That is the TAO framework. Track, analyze, optimize. Get out there. Start reclaiming your time. Guys, that's gonna wrap up this week's episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. Guys, again, if you like what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the show for weekly uploads. If you love what you heard, be sure to sign up for that email list. And if you hated what you heard, be sure to share it with somebody who will appreciate it. Also, if you guys want to get access to the show notes or any kind of resource or link or to anything that was referenced in this episode, be sure to check out that episode description below. You'll also find the contact information, any freebies, or any sort of thing from our little corner of the internet. Check out the episode description. It's going to be an absolute gold mine for you guys. Until next time, take care, and I will see you in the next episode.